First of all, I love you. I love you. I love you. And you look amazing. You look so amazing. Have you changed your cape? You have. And that you look, oh, you are so gorgeous. And I love you. I adore you. And this isn't what it looks like. This, I mean, it is what it looks like, but it wasn't my fault. This is, I can explain everything. And I am panicking because this wasn't meant to happen. No. You weren't meant to catch us. You were meant to catch us. No. This whole thing wasn't meant to happen. And I am panicking because that's a noise I haven't made before. But then this has never happened before. This is not meant to be happening. This was not my plan. You know my plan. It's our plan because I love you and you love me. And I want to change. I mean, I okay, just give me a second because I am so scared right now. I am terrified because okay. I did not escape from prison. I mean, it looks like I did. And technically I did, but I didn't. This was her. This was all her. No, it was all her. You have ruined everything. You. Oh, if I was still evil, I would so kill. I am not you. Oh my. See. You don't see. You don't know what's going on, do you? Okay. So, I love you. I love you so much. You are my superhero and I love you. I love you enough to just to stop being evil because I'm not evil anymore. I mean, I'm a little bit evil, but you know, you like a little bit of not the time, but your cape looks really good. Just that's a really flattering cut. And sorry, I just haven't seen you this close without a, you know, security system between the two of us for a while. And okay, I'm getting distracted. You are very distracting, and I adore you. I don't know how that happened. Yes, I do. It's because you're you, and I love you because you're just so lovable. I didn't mean to fall in love with you. I didn't want to fall in love with you, but I did. And I love you so much. I love you so much. You are essential to me. You are everything. And because of that, you know, I'm giving everything up. I'm giving up being a supervillain, and I'm doing it the right way. I'm not, and I chose to do it the hard way because I want this to be right. Because you're worth it. You are so worth it. I chose to go to prison. I chose to do time. Admittedly, not that much time. And that's because of you. Thanks for that, by the way. You didn't have to. I didn't expect you to. But you did, and that just... No one has ever done anything like that for me before. No one's ever done anything for me. That's part of the reason why I was a supervillain. Not anymore. I am not a supervillain. I am technically a supervillain while I'm doing my time, but, you know, once I'm done with my sentence, once I walk out that door, I'm starting fresh. I am starting over, and I'm doing it with you. I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to be... Yes, I am! Yes, I... Sorry. Just... I can hear her. I can hear her. And it was going so well. It was going so well. I was a model prisoner, and I don't mean a duplicitous supervillain, you know, scheming. I was actually a model prisoner. I joined a chess club. It was fun. I mean, it wasn't fun. I mean, I wasn't having fun in prison. It was fun. It was really fun. It's so much fun to play chess with people who are not evil. I mean, yes, they're evil, but not evil. Supervillains are the worst people to play chess with. They are the worst people to play any game with. And it's just nice to have something straightforward. Also, the bubblegum was nice. The bubblegum. We played for bubblegum. The thing is, I was making the best of it. I was making the best of being in prison, of being locked up. Because I didn't have to be. I really, really didn't have to be. We both know that I am good at being evil. I am so good at being evil. If I wanted to break out, I could have broken out any time. And no one would have caught me. No one would have realized, and it would have just have been another day in the life of a supervillain. But I didn't. Because what I'm doing is important. I'm doing this for me. Well, I am doing it for you, but not just for you. I want to be with you. And I don't want there to be any doubt. I know there isn't any doubt, but I want to change. I want to be good. And it's still really, really strange to hear myself say that, but I do. I want to. I don't want to fight my instincts. Because we both know that being evil, being selfish, being cold-hearted, it doesn't come easily. It doesn't come naturally to me. I have to fight. I have to be evil. Emphasis, evil. I'm evil. And I have to keep saying I'm evil just because I don't feel evil, because inside I'm not evil. I'm just dealing with a lifetime of heartache and betrayal and loneliness. And when I turned myself in, I did it happily. I mean, not happily, because I don't want to be locked up. I don't like it. I'm claustrophobic, by the way. And my cell, really tiny, just so tiny, and very white, just so white. And it's not nice. I mean, yes, chess is nice, but being in prison is not nice. Because I'm a supervillain. I was a supervillain. I'm technically still a supervillain. And that means prison is really full on. Just so full on. But I was doing my time. I was doing my time because I love you and I want to be with you. I want to be your partner. I want to be your partner. And then that stupid bloody Bint just ruined everything. She just, so annoying. As you know, I have quite a following as a supervillain. I am popular. I have a fan club. I have many fan clubs and my decision has divided them. Most of them support me, but some of them, well, they think it's a scheme. They think it's a plot. It's not. But you know, I was really good at being evil. Just so good at being evil because I was trying so hard. And you know, I was good at it because I was trying so hard. But I have people who are a little bit obsessed with me. A tiny, tiny, tiny bit obsessed. You know, just infatuated. Just rather taken with me. Just, you know, crazy. Crackers. Just batshit insane. And she is one of them. But she is no ordinary fan. Oh no. Although she is a fan. She's a member of my fan club. She showed me the special badge. The special badge. See, there are badges for different tiers. And she has the top tier. She has the top tier because she's a big fan. Also a superhero. A batshit insane superhero who wants me to be her supervillain. But here's the thing. I don't want to be her supervillain. And I told her that. I said, no, I don't want to be your supervillain. Did she listen? Did she? No. She did not listen. She did this. She broke me out. I didn't want her to. I really didn't want her to. In fact, you know what? Take a look at the footage. She was... Okay, now this... As a supervillain, I have a certain reputation. I have a certain vibe. I'm cool. I am, you know, sultry and cool. But once that footage hits the wires, not so much. Do you want to know why? Well, I will tell you. because she's pulling at my legs and I'm clinging to the bars saying, no, I don't want to go. Leave me alone. I want to do my time. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I don't want to be your supervillain. That is not cool. But I don't care. I didn't want to leave. I mean, I didn't want to be there, but I was there for a reason. And she was just ruining that. And she's really strong. She's so strong. Like, not as strong as you, because you are. You're really strong. And I love that you're so strong. But she's really strong. And I tried to cling on, but you know that I have a weak arm. And I tried to cling on, but you know, I got no purchase because it's really slippy. Because supervillain jail. And then she was dragging me down the hallway and I was trying to claw at the floor, but it's really slippy because supervillain jail. And I tried, just clinging. And it was kind of tragic. It was pathetic. It was so pathetic because I'm clinging to the walls going, no, I don't want to go. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. And she's saying, come on, come on. No, I don't want to. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Because she is just trying so hard to break me out of prison, but I don't want to be broken out of prison because I want to do my time, because I want to be with you. But, you know, slippy, so slippy. And then she's got laser eyes and she blasted the wall. That's actually quite a design fault. One side can't be blasted, but if you're leaving, it can be blasted. You should mention that. Actually, I'll mention that. She blasted the wall and then she took me over and then obviously the alarm went off. And then she started being all happy because I broke out of prison. No, I didn't. I didn't break out of prison. She broke me out and I didn't want to be broken out. And she's ruined everything. Because now you think I'm a supervillain and I'm not a supervillain. I mean, technically I'm a supervillain because I'm in supervillain jail, but only I'm not in supervillain jail because you broke me out. And I'm not all right with it. I'm really not all right with it because I want to stay in prison. I want to do my time. I want to finish my sentence and I don't want to walk out and then just walk into your arms. I want to be with you. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to turn around and say, ooh, I'm a superhero now. That's lazy and so predictable because supervillains who do that, they always go back. They always, always go back. But I'm not going back. I might technically be a supervillain because I'm in supervillain jail, but in my heart, I'm a superhero. And I'm planning my costume. And I'm planning a name. It's not going well on the name, to be fair, because supervillain names, super easy. Superhero names, kind of difficult. So difficult. I mean, do I choose something like Captain Something or Miss Something? Or do I choose something with an animal in a title like Wombat? The Wombat. Does the French make it classy? And I've been making notes. Copious amounts of notes. If you go into my cell, look at the wall. Just notes about my superhero name. Also my costume. My costume. What's wrong with my costume? Well, nothing's wrong with my costume. I have a very nice supervillain costume. But that's not a hero costume, is it? Well, it's black leather. What's wrong with black leather? There's nothing wrong with black leather. If you're a supervillain, but if you're a superhero, you can't have black leather. No, you can't. No, you can't. You like my black leather? You like my black leather? Well, I mean, maybe if I accented it with another colour, maybe purple. I like purple. But not a dark, evil purple, but maybe a regal, royal purple. That could work. Yeah, but it doesn't matter now, does it? It doesn't matter because I'm never going to be a superhero. I am doomed to be a supervillain because of that stupid bint breaking me out of prison when I didn't want to be broken out and she just ruined everything. Yes, she has. Yes, she has. Because I'm a supervillain. I'm a supervillain. What? But she's a superhero. She's not a superhero. Here she is. She's committed crimes. What crimes? Well, she's just part of my fan club. She's been stalking me. So she's not a superhero. She's a supervillain. And I helped you catch her.
Nice. Yes.
Are you sure though? Are you sure? Because I mean that's like that's retconning it. No. I mean, I'm not complaining. I am not complaining. It's. I just don't want you to get in trouble. I am not sweet. I am. I'm sweet. And I can be sweet. I can be sweet. So am I free to go back to prison? Really? Yay! Because there's a tournament this afternoon and... Well, I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I'm going to win. And I'm going to have so much bubblegum. But you know what I'm going to do with that bubblegum? I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to give it out. Because I'm not evil. I'm adorable. But also able to kick ass. Well, yeah, I could have kicked her ass. Of course I could. Why didn't I? I don't know. I was just, you know, too busy clinging to the floor and the walls and bars. I could have just punched her. Yeah. Sorry, I was just really upset. I was seriously panicking because, well, because I love you and it was going so well. Oh, I love you too. Ooh, no, what are you doing? You can't kiss me. I mean, you can, but no. I mean, we have to wait. We have to wait for me to finish my sentence. No, I'm very serious. I am. So, I mean, I do want to kiss you. I really want to kiss you. I really want to kiss you. But, you know, it's only a month. Well, actually not a month. It's 28 days, 7 hours, 39 minutes and 24 seconds. Not that I'm counting down or anything, but I want to do it right. Because I love you and this is important. And if I start kissing you, I don't think I'll be able to stop. And then I won't go back to prison and then yeah. So I'll just head back to prison? Oh wait. Fist bump of love. Yay! I love you. And I'll see you on visiting day. I'll see you before that. I get to testify at her sentence. Nice! Oh, wait. Wait. Will they play the footage? The footage of me going, I don't want to go! Leave me alone! I don't want to be a supervillain! They will. Oh, boy. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I mean, it's not all right, but... Oh, no. You know what? It's fine. It's absolutely fine because I can style it out because I'm adorable, I'm cute, I'm sweet, and I'm cool. I am a superhero to be in black leather and purple accents, but not evil purple, royal regal purple. Ooh. Queen something something. Princess something something. The Countess. No, wait, that's taken. The Countessa. The Countessa. Nah, that's lame. I've got a month to think about it. I love you, and I will see you at the trial and on visiting day. And when you fly over the prison when I'm doing my my outside time. I noticed. I noticed. That's really sweet. I love you. I'm going back to prison. Bye!